This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
OpenAI has just fired some of their top researchers, specifically from their safety department. What's interesting here is I believe what we have is shaping up a battle between the effective altruists and the effective accelerationists. I'm going to be talking about all of that. But another interesting fact here is that these were kind of allies of Ilya Sutskever, who kind of had the whole situation kicking Sam Altman out from OpenAI before he came back, and now Ilya's kind of MIA. So we're going to be talking about all of this on the podcast today. Let's get into it. So a lot of this was recently broken by The Information, who, if I haven't already said it 100 times, is a really great source for tech news. So highly recommend checking them out if you haven't already subscribed to them. In any case, they were talking a little bit about this whole firing, and they outlined the two specific people that have been fired. So we have Leopold Aschenbrenner and also Pavel Izmailov. So Leopold is an interesting character. He's got a background. He went to Columbia University. But his background really is that he's worked at a number of interesting places. One of them that a lot of people have talked about is Future Fund. So Future Fund was actually an effective altruist kind of fund that was set up by Sam Bankman-Fried, who was, of course, the kind of disgraced FTX co-founder who mingled customer funds with his hedge fund, and then the whole thing collapsed, and now he's in prison. So he was over there at Future Fund for a while. He then went and had a couple of other places, and then recently before OpenAI, was working as a research affiliate for Global Priorities Institute, which is at Oxford University. So he has some interesting connections. He's got a bunch of interesting connections to kind of the whole, there's kind of these two clubs, in my opinion, these two clans shaping up in tech right now. You have the effective altruists and the effective accelerationists. If you've been on Twitter or X, you'll see that people put this like ACC in their bio. That stands for effective accelerationists. And I'll go over the two differences. So if you look on Google for effective altruist, it's going to say effective altruist is a 21st whatever. It's a philosophy that uses evidence and reasoning to help others as much as possible. It's not defined by any particular solution, but rather by a way of thinking. Okay, this is where it's been criticized, but it says effective altruists try to identify big, traceable, and unfairly neglected issues and then find unusually good ways to help. Okay, it sounds like good, but it's not super specific. But I think the thing that's important here, because really these two researchers were fired for leaks, right? So they made a bunch of leaks specifically when Sam Altman was kicked out about around Q-Star, which is kind of this like ability for ChatGPT or probably GPT-5 to be really good at doing math, which is something that it's really kind of struggled at. So what's interesting here is, of course, you had Sam Altman getting kicked out. Then you had Ilya was kind of on the chopping block because people are looking at Ilya like, why did he kick him out? And even to this day, you know, what did Ilya see is like always trending on X. But then these are kind of two of his allies. They make this leak saying, look, OpenAI might be onto something really big. I think they're trying to give him some cover to say, look, he probably had a good reason for kicking him out. And then, of course, Sam Altman comes back, Ilya gets canned, and eventually these two guys get found out and, for leaking. And this isn't super great for them. What's interesting here is that throughout this whole thing, I mean, I think a really big incentive, I'm sure Sam is awesome, whatever, But a big incentive for everyone wanting Sam back is the fact that the startup was about to do a private sale worth $86 billion of employee stock. So employees were about to cash out big time on their employee stock at OpenAI. Then Sam Altman gets kicked out and everyone's saying, okay, well, it's not worth $86 billion without Sam Altman. So everyone says, we all want Sam Altman back. And I've heard from internal people at the company that there was like a really high pressure campaign where all the staff was like calling all the other staff and saying, you have to sign this letter endorsing Sam. Like it was this big thing. And I mean, you know, $86 billion valuation was at stake. So I wonder at what level that was necessarily how much they fervently loved Sam or how much it, you know, was that they wanted that employee stock option sale. Like I wonder if Sam... they were only getting the money if Sam was gone, if they would have done that, right? So in any case, very interesting. Both Aschenbrenner and Pavamel were fans of Ilya, and Aschenbrenner was on the super alignment team. So really kind of focusing on making sure that the AI or any sort of super intelligence, if they achieved AGI, that it was steerable, that they could, you know, solve nuclear fusion problems or colonize other planets, all that kind of stuff. What's really interesting here is that Aschenbrenner, who they say he has ties to effective altruism, and this is what's interesting about effective altruism, specifically in relation to all of this. Apparently, it prioritizes addressing the dangers of AI over short-term profit or productivity benefits. So what a lot of people say is this is a decelerationist, meaning like it's prioritizing safety, addressing the dangers, over short-term profit or productivity, which really means productivity means like the advancement. So it really does kind of feel like we have this whole fight here over people that are trying to maybe slow down AI for the sake of being safe and people that want to just accelerate. So I want to talk a little bit about what effective accelerationism is, because I think it's kind of a battle between these two factions inside of OpenAI. So if you Google it, it's going to say effective accelerationism, often abbreviated as EACC, is a 21st century philosophy movement that advances an explicitly pro-technology stance. Proponents believe that unrestricted technological progress is a solution to universal human problems like poverty, war, and climate change. So pretty much like all of our problems can be solved if we just accelerate technology with, you know, as fast as we can go. There's a lot of like famous Twitter accounts. A lot of people are using their alt accounts. A famous one, of course, is Beth Jesus. This was kind of like a big trending thing a while back because it's actually like a guy, I think he runs like an AI company. He's like very, quite renowned. He's a big guy in his space, whatever, big tech guy. Anyways, he has this alt account called Beth Jesus, and he was recently doxxed by, I believe, a Business Insider reporter that, like, listened to him do a Twitter Spaces, took his voice, and then, like, was able to, like, track back his voice to who he actually is and whatever, and then exposed him and his identity and stuff, which he didn't think was cool, but whatever. I think he's embraced it, and now everyone knows who he is. Any case, we find this a lot on X and Twitter. A lot of these people are worried that they'll be criticized. They're worried about their jobs or their businesses or whatever. So they just have these kind of alt accounts where they're e-accelerationists. Now, what I've gathered is that Sam Altman is a bit of an e-accelerationist, and so he doesn't have that in his bio, but I think he's very much pro just pushing forward technology as much as possible. And you can look at all the decisions that are happening from OpenAI. You're going to see that this is pretty common trend. So what it feels like is we have that faction, and then we have another faction where apparently a bunch of the board members who fired Sam Altman also kind of had ties to effective altruism. Tasha McCauley, for instance, she's a board member of Effective Ventures, which is a parent organization of the Center for Effective Altruism. Helen Toner previously worked at the Effective Altruism-focused Open Philanthropy Project. Both left the board when Sam Altman came back as a CEO in late November. So it very much feels like we had this battle where we kind of had these effective altruists, aka people that wanted to slow down the tech for safety, and then we have these accelerationists who want to just speed up the tech because they believe it's going to solve most of the world's problems, including poverty and everything else, and they're kind of fighting. And so in my opinion, I feel like this is a big part of why these two researchers were fired. Although, I mean, of course, leaking things internally at a company is a very common reason for getting fired. So, you know, somewhere between Leopold and Pavel, both of them seem like very academic people. Pavel, you know, did a bunch of research internships at Google and also at AWS, and then has a PhD student from New York University, and then he's kind of a member of the technical staff at OpenAI until recently getting fired with Leopold. So it feels like we kind of have these academics who you kind of find effective altruists in this academic or journalist kind of camp, and then you have kind of a lot of developers do fall into, I guess, both, but a lot are also in the e-accelerationist camp. So it's super interesting to see what's rolling out here. I'll keep you up to date as we see if, you know, there's any other interesting things happening. But I think with this kind of move, it feels like OpenAI is moving to pretty much have their company culture focus really on the technology, maybe a little bit less on the safety. It's going to be interesting to see how this rolls out. And I know a lot of people that think that's bad, but I know a lot of people that think that's good. So I think there's both sides of this argument, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the future, but definitely a very interesting